So I'm here with Nicole, who runs things here, manages things here at the Visitor Center. So Nicole, tell me a little bit about the newest exhibit here.
So this project is basically an expansion of the Visitor Center. We have basically this plan with the architect Suhasini of a phase progression for the facilities here at the Visitor Center. So a few years ago, this exhibition hall for the Auroville exhibition and Auroville video was built. And last year, we started, actually on the 28th of February, we started the building of the second phase of this hall, which is dedicated to Mathieu Mandir. Facilities for Mathieu Mandir that include the exhibition, the new exhibition that's been inaugurated on the 28th, as well as a small video room, a reception for special guests, an office, and a multi-purpose exhibition space. So that is basically what we have been busy with. And more specifically for the exhibition, it is Léonard with a group of Aurovillians from Mathieu Mandir and people who are knowledgeable in exhibitions and photography, who have come together to create the exhibition. So this facility basically replaces what we had upstairs for a few years, which was an exhibition room and a video room specifically for Mathieu Mandir. But this was, the location was felt unsatisfactory because basically it divided a bit Auroville and Mathieu Mandir. The space for the Auroville exhibition, which includes, of course, something of Mathieu Mandir always, but you know, that one was downstairs, and because of lack of funds and everything, we could not shift directly the Mathieu Mandir exhibition with it. So, because all that requires space and facilities. So we're very happy now that actually in the space of 1 year, we've managed to realize the building and the exhibition.
So maybe just talk a little bit more about the exhibition. What's your favorite part, and what all does it include as far as information about the Mathieu Mandir and such?
So basically we worked from the previous exhibition that we had upstairs, on which a lot of people, several people, worked to really find all the quotes that from Mother about Mathieu Mandir that we wanted to be present in an exhibition for the public. And so basically we have kept the same words as it were, the same content, but the picture, the presentation is very different. The one we had upstairs was more graphic, and this was is really pictures. And we chose to have few pictures, large pictures, to complement what happens in the main hall, because these two halls are contiguous. One leads into the other. So a continuity in the shape, in the sizes, needed to be there. So we chose to have only a few pictures that mark, and also to move away from the previous exhibitions on Mathieu Mandir, which very much showed the progression of the construction. We felt that now that the Mathieu Mandir is completed, it was enough to have a picture of the of the inauguration, which basically is a very powerful picture from the early days, but for the rest to use present pictures of Mathieu Mandir to show the second level, the first and second level, to show the chamber, to show the petals, and also of course the gardens and a general view of the Mathieu Mandir. We have also two exhibits. One is the Rosewood model of Matthew Mandir, the original model that was presented to Mother and which has recently been redone by Anand from Oroform. Mm. So that really gives to people a sense of the Matthew Mandir and the garden, all the land around, and all these beautiful curves in the landscape. And the second exhibit that we have is basically a model of Matthew Mandir, which shows on the one side the skin and the disc, and on the other it actually gives a view of the inner chamber. Mm. So people, and also of the first and second level, so, and the ramp, so people understand spatially how the Matthew Mandir functions. And these two are actually, we were very happy when we put them together, because when you make an exhibition, you never know actually how it's really going to look. Mm-hmm. Both in terms of how the space was going to articulate with the other one, because everything was covered with a canvas so that people would not interfere with what happens on the other side. Mm-hmm. So just opening that up and discovering the space was something very beautiful. And also, once we had installed these two maquettes inside, that also filled up the room very well and complemented the pictures very well. Especially that the model with the cut of Matthew Mandir is encased in glass. Mm. And that creates a transparency. So you actually can look through it to the outside and to the path that leads to Matthew Mandir. Mm. So we felt that although it's not a large space, it's quite a small space, but it's been used well, and it also has a lot of power and a lot of concentration, because we chose at the moment when we were thinking of the building with Suhasini, she proposed to make rammed earth walls, and we used the earth from the Matthew Mandir gardens to make these rammed earth walls, so we mm-hmm. have basically red earth walls.
Oh, wow.
And the pictures are in the Orville color, in this sort of orangey color. So everything actually is quite intense, I would say, in terms of, mm. of colors. And that really creates a concentration, creates a power inside the room.
Wonderful.
So we actually, all of us who were involved in it, we're actually really pleased with the result.
Great. Wonderful. Well, it looks like an incredible space, and I hope it brings a lot of people a lot of joy to come see what it's all about.
Yeah. There's one thing I want to add is basically we also worked to see that it would facilitate the flow of people towards Matthew Mandir.
Mm.
A couple of years ago, we opened the parking of the visitors center on the other side of the canyon so that people would not come in so much inside Oroville to park their cars and come to the visitor center. So we have managed to contain that on the other side of the canyon, very close to the tar road, mm-hmm. so that there's minimum impact on the rest of Oroville. And this addition of this new construction also facilitates that the people see the exhibitions and the feel and then are automatically on the path to Matthew Mandir. So if they wish to go there, of course, but, 99.9% of people want to do that. Mm-hmm. So we have to be practical. So basically, people are on the path and they're walking. There is not anymore this attraction of, going to the other entrance and trying to get a rickshaw or something, mm-hmm. or to push for one's own vehicle, motorized vehicle, to go to Matthew Mandir. So that really has calmed down things quite a lot.
Mm. Wonderful. Great. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome.